ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
四字熟語 Lesson 5. Four character kanji idiomatic phrases. Now, Natsuko-san, today we have something really nice.
One of your favorite phrases, right?
That's right. The second phrase recently is one of my favorite phrases, and it made into the rotation of phrases I use. And it was introduced by a good friend, Larry Raka.
Oh, okay.
You know, anybody who's wondering about the benefits of this course, all I remember is Larry Raka using this, and the laughter from you, Natsuko, was unstoppable.
But he was like, you know, on and on, going on and on about this.
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute, but let's have our first one.
Okay.
Which is also pretty good.
興味津々.
Highly interested, with great interest, with much interest. Oh, this one is also amazing.
Yes, it's a very, how should I say it, positive word.
Yeah, like I'm really interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched about it. I'm like really into it.
Yes.
And I use this one regularly too.
Oh, really?
興味津々. 興
味津々. Sounds cute. 興味津津.
Sounds a lot better when you say it. 興味津津. Okay, on we go. Let's have a look at the characters one by one. First we have
興.
Interest.
味.
Taste.
津.
Port, as in naval port.
心.
Port. So, interest, taste, port, port.
Sounds a bit strange here.
Yeah, I think we have to go into look at this character, port, closer.
Okay.
Now, the character
心
means port or harbor. And by using it two times, it means water springs after and after.
Ah, I see.
So,
興味津津
indicates interest springs up after and after. And to have great interest.
So it's like unstoppable. You
yeah.
can't help but be interested in.
It's a great phrase. So it's often used with de, attached, and used as an adverbial phrase, which is
興味津津で.
For example,
興味津津で聞く.
Listening with interest and intent, listening eagerly. Or
興味津津で読む.
To read with much interest. Like, really be into the book.
Yes. What's in here? What's written here? Like that.
This is a great lesson. Okay, let's have some example sentences.
子供たちは宇宙の話を興味津々で聞いていた。
The kids were listening to the talk about the universe with great interest.
人々はスターのゴシップ報道を興味津々で見ている。
People watch celebrity gossip reports with great interest.
Mm-hmm.ファンは彼女のバッグの中身に興味津々だ。
Her fans were very curious about what she had in the bag.
何が入ってたんでしょうね。What was in the bag?
But I like how it's used here as curious.
Oh, right.
興味津
々. Yes. So, because it means, you know, great interest, it can turn into curiosity.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When we started the lesson, I was so excited about the second one. I overlooked the first one. The first one's much more practical.
興味津津ですね。
Okay, what do we have second?
The Peter's favorite. 社交辞令.
Diplomatic remarks. Just so good. And just quickly, before we get into this, if you have the PDF, it could be really beneficial to open up. And we always talk about the characters. But if you see them and you use the kanji close-up, it'll really help youkind of visualize and see where this kanji comes from.
Yes, right.
Okay, let's have a look character by character. First we have
社
company
公
association
辞
term
令
decree. So, put it all together.
社交辞令.
So, it means polite words or greetings which people use to get along with each other.
Mm-hmm. But?
Sometimes it meansempty compliments or flattery.
Yes.
And it's used in a negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are four-letter compounds, but a lot of the times inside of these four-letter compounds, we have two-letter compounds.
Yes.
And of course, character compounds is what I'm talking about. So let's look at the first one.
社交,
meaning social relationship.
Yes. So this word is often used by itself.
Yeah.
Or sometimes attached to another word like 社交的,
which is social. The second two-letter compound is
事例,
which is a formal expression. So we put them together and it's a social relationship formal expression. So let's take a look at some examples. Sample sentences, that is. Natsuko-san?
若いですねと言われた社交辞令でも嬉しい。
I was told that I look young. I'm happy even if I know it was just social flattery.
そうですね。社交辞令かもしれないが、彼女はまた会いたいですと言った。
It might be social etiquette, but she said, I want to meet you again. I could see this used in a comedy, you know?
Yes, right.
Yeah, she said she wants to meet me again.
But in reality, she didn't really mean it.
Yeah. And then like the other character cuts in, ah, sumimasen desu ka? Shakujiri desu ne. It's just social etiquette. Natsuko-san, what a lesson, huh?
Sugoi desu ne. Very characteristic words, vocabularies.
Right? Watashi wa shakujiri ni kyomi shinshin.
そういう人も珍しいと思うんだけど So you're really interested in social remarks.
Yeah. Well, this is Japan.
Yes, right.
Okay, Natsuko-san.
はい。ありがとうございます。皆さんは今日のレッスンに興味津々でしょうか? それとも面白かったよというのは社交辞令ですか?
So were you really interested in today's lesson? If not, leave us a remark saying 面白かった. It was fun as social etiquette.
使えますね。
Today's lesson was so good. The other lessons were really good too. Again,
社交辞令。 みんなに信じてもらえなくなりますよ。
Okay, yeah, we're going to stop here. So, thank you again, Natsuko-san, and that's going to do it for today. Remember, inside the PDF, the characters are there. Seeing this, visualizing this will really help. And the kanji close-up has even a further detailed explanation of the characters. So, that's going to do it for today.
それじゃ、また今度。